This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Bob Zanny is here with us. Bob, you've prepared an episode of the Zanny Report,
yes,
I understand.
Yes, I have, my friend. Yes.
Very excited.
Right.
So what have we got here?
Lot of things going on in the news since we last met. A new study has found 23% of Americans have spread fake news, though the study cannot be verified.
Sure.
By the way, beating out fake orgasms by 69%. You're going to love this story, Chick.
Okay.
Dateline Vermont, quarterback Tom Brady received 9 write-in votes for president, beating out Green Party candidate Jill Stein by 9 votes.
Poor Jill Stein.
Then she asked for a recount. Dateline Atlanta, comedian Mark Pitta, who arrived at the airport, was served with divorce papers at baggage claim. The worst part, they lost his luggage. So if anybody's keeping track out there, he lost a total of 3 bags in one day.
All right.
Now, I like Mark.
I like Mark, too. And
is
again,
that true? Was he really?
Yeah,
is that...
it was. A friend of mine in Tahoe told me the story. I wrote the joke immediately. Oh, it's a tough business. I really don't recommend it. Only to Ralph Harris. He'll be in Liberty, Ohio at the Funny Bone. I'll be in Logansport at the State Theater. Hey, now this is an interesting story right here. A woman in Hagerstown, Maryland, she survived a bear attack by punching it and then playing dead.
Oh.
She said she learned this survival skill from singer Tina Turner.
Jeez.
It's a survival skill.
Punching the bear.
Tell me when I crawl. Oh, yeah. Okay. And finally, this is a great story for all the rockers out there. Dateline Starbridge, Massachusetts. A police officer who helped a stranded bus in the snow found out it was the rock group Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh.
How about that on board? Ironically, after the rescue, he was overheated, cut himself, and started crying. Now, this is interesting.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
The band and the band still has no idea that they had been rescued. And there you have it, the Zanny Report.
All right. There it is,
everybody. On the Twitter, at Bob Zanny. Play fix the tweet.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.